Funyun is a word we've all heard before, and most people would probably guess it's something relating to the feet. But what are they really? Today we're talking with Dr. Hayden Hoffler. He's a foot and ankle surgeon with Orthopedic Associates of Central Maryland, and he's going to tell us what a bunion is exactly and about the minimally invasive procedure he specializes in. Hello, I'm Jamie Lewis, and I've got a bone to fix with you. Today, Dr. Hoffler, we're going to talk about bunions. I know bunions are on the feet, but what are they exactly?
Yes, absolutely. Very common, a bunion is simply a largement of bone near the base of the great toe joint. This can form over time when the bone is stressed. It's most commonly hereditary, so you can always thank mom and dad or someone in your family for that. They can become painful, irritating with daily activities, sports, etc. They can also occur with all ages. And most of the time when they come and see me, it's due to irritation, a lot of swelling around the base of the great toe, and sometimes even stiffness leading them to come and see me and eventually have it corrected.
Right. Okay. So that begs the question, what causes bunions?
Yeah, most of the time it's hereditary. There are some biomechanical factors that play into it, but most of the time it's some genetic form from a previous generation that's been passed on, causing that enlargement of bone.
How have doctors treated bunions historically, and what's the difference in the way you treat them now?
So there's over 200 documented procedures for bunions to be corrected. You know, traditionally, there's been large opening incisions, whether that be near the great toe joint or near the base of the first tarsal metatarsal joint. And nowadays, they can be treated a whole different varieties. But most commonly today, and specific with my practice, is minimally invasive, where small little poke holes are made instead of these large incisions.
What does minimally invasive mean?
Minimally invasive bunion surgery is correcting the bunion through small poke hole incisions. And what that actually does is prevent soft tissue irritation. It allows greater cosmetic results, greater patient satisfaction and pain level, and ultimately a shorter recovery period.
Okay. And how did you come to specialize in this procedure?
Minimally invasive surgery specifically, not just bunion surgery, has been more and more common over the last several years, but specifically bunion in the last 5 or 6 has reached popularity. I actually was exposed to it in my fellowship training, and it was a great attraction for me to promote to my practice due to the outcomes that I just previously mentioned.
You mentioned recovery earlier. For folks who want to get back on their feet, what is recovery like?
So for me, my patients are walking right off the table in a boot. Day one, they're walking because of these small incisions and the stability of the osteotomy with the fixation that's placed in there. They're generally in a boot for 2 to 4 weeks. And after that, if everything looks okay radiographically and clinically, hopefully about the month mark, they're back into regular shoes.
Wow. That's so great that that's available to people now, that it doesn't have to go on and on. Recovery is pretty quick and sounds like pretty painless.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a newer thing that's kind of gotten some popularity around not only on the East Coast, but the West Coast as well. And patients seem to love it so far.
Well, Dr. Hoffler, thanks for joining us. It's been really informative.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's all for today. I'm Jamie Lewis, and that was A Bone That's Fixed. Find information about this procedure and more, or schedule an appointment with one of our foot and ankle specialists at mdbonedocs.com. That's mdbonedocs.com.